Let's get to some news, guys. I read that former President Trump is expected to be formally charged tomorrow, but will not surrender until next week. Yeah, apparently Trump signed up for the government's charge now, pay later option. I didn't know that was...
Yes. This is what America sounds like as we transition to a third world country. The key element is that the comedy is no longer funny, which is normal in third world countries. That's Jimmy the Democrat. Whoever. Nobody watches him. Everybody's watching something else. Well, happy Wednesday to you and welcome. It's hump day. So Hillary Clinton is out of the house early after peeling her vomit-laden face off the kitchen floor, dragging herself out to the chauffeur-driven armored car. You think she still smashes cell phones with ball-peen hammers and stuff? When the opportunity presents itself. Probably shouldn't put your cell phone down next to Hillary Clinton, though. It might be destroyed. It's a remarkable thing, this whole Clinton family. Well, happy Wednesday and welcome. It turns out toilet paper is destroying the world. Have you heard about this? It's a terrible thing. Toilet paper all over the world. It contains forever chemicals, and it's ruining the world. It's a toxic forever chemical in toilet paper. And scientists, you know how these scientists are. They're people of science, and they're warning us that toilet paper is destroying the world. So I think the liberal plan is to stop using it. And what their alternative is, well, they haven't come up with that yet, but never mind that. It's an amazing thing. We're, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And we have a great deal of crazy to get to because the Democrats are on the loose. They're out of the cage. You know, they put those children in cages down along the border and wrapped them in those aluminum foil space blankets and stuff. Like you get hot dogs. You get hot dogs in those things. And they were putting children in there. And they were, do you think they were microwaving them, Jeff? Jeff Wolfen today for Michael Piercy. Michael is working today, but he's working from the home front. It's home front Piercy. And he is doing that. We're dealing with a couple of issues here today. But, you know, we usually are. Listen, all kinds of crazy. I've got some things I want to share with you. Like the Barack Obama and the Democrats have made the country much more racist. And now we knew this, but now there are polling numbers I want to share with you that show that race relations, is that the term that we use now in the 21st century? Is it the 1950s all over again? Because the Democrats are standing in schoolhouse doors again and things like that. They are, but they're dressed like women this time. Have you noticed? And that's the men. See, the women are dressed. They're not dressed like women, but they're standing in schoolhouse doors because they want to alter the gender of the children that walk through those doors. And it's a demented party. This party has gone mad. Extraordinary stuff. But I've got so many stories for you today. It's just crazy. I want to talk about the poll numbers on how the Democrats have made the country so much more racist because they're the party of lynching and ropes and trees and of the Confederate States of America and firing on Fort Sumter and slavery and plantations and the KKK and Jim Crow laws. That's just scratching the surface on the Democrat Party. They're also the Trail of Tears and incarcerating. They incarcerated the Japanese during World War II because they're racists. That's the Democrat Party, and they still are. And the poll numbers are really quite striking, alarming even. Can you say alarming on the thing, Jeff? It's amazing. So I've got that for you because it's pretty amazing stuff. Yes, it is. We've got President Trump wasn't arrested yesterday. Is he going to be arrested? Is he going to be charged today? According to reports, he's having a great time at Mar-a-Lago. He's in great spirits. He's looking at his poll numbers. His poll numbers look great, look wonderful. And in fact, there are poll numbers out. President Trump versus Ron DeSantis, the morning consult poll. And President Trump is up 54%. Ron DeSantis, 26%. But Ron DeSantis did an interview with Piers Morgan, who's an English person, which I guess is okay. And he did the interview and all kinds of things were said in the interview with Piers Morgan. We have some of that for you because the whole thing hasn't been released yet, but we've got someone. And we got this Alvin Bragg guy in New York. You know, he's a sneering political hack, and they're hoping to drag President Trump in for a mugshot and for fingerprints. And then, of course, they're going to release them immediately. I remember how long it took to get the mugshot of Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, I believe, the Hammer. They call him the Hammer. And it took eight because he got this drunk driving thing. And that's what happens when you own wineries. You know, that's drunk driving in California and mugshots. But you couldn't get them because the Democrat Party is very corrupt. But they're going to leak as they leak everything. There were more leaks yesterday by the FBI. There were more FBI leaks damaging to Republicans, strategically leaked to left-wing outlets because the FBI is, you know, the fascist Bureau of Intimidation. They're not really what the FBI used to be, that's for sure. But they're looking for the mugshots and I bet they'll release the fingerprints too. I bet they do because they, you know, because the whole point is to smear and to incriminate President Trump. Whether there's anything legitimate there or not doesn't matter. It's just about the smear and abusing their power, because if you give a lefty a thimble full of power, they'll abuse it before the sun goes down. So let me just touch on that, and I'm going to get back to that in a bit. And the racist Democrats have made the country so much more racist, and now the poll numbers show that. Also, an amazing story from the Daily Caller. Biden administration flew migrants, that is to say illegal immigrants, caught illegally crossing over into the United States from Canada. Well, they flew them down to the southern border. Because they were like vacation weather. They wanted to be warmer and, you know, vacation-y for them, because that's the Democrat Party. It's a pretty amazing thing, I've got to say. And the Department of Homeland Security flew illegal migrants from the northern border to the southern border to expel them under Title 42, a Trump-era public health expulsion order, according to an internal agency memorandum. It's a memorandum. They got a memo over there. Secured not by the New York Times or the Washington Post, of course, but by the Daily Caller and the Daily Caller News Foundation, because, you know, they, like pretty much every other news organization, more important, more relevant, better news organization than the Washington Post or the New York Times or CNN, just saying. So that's a new part of their thing. The flights, which were operated by a contractor, World Atlantic Airlines. Sounds like a CIA front, doesn't it? Usually CIA fronts have names like World Atlantic Airlines. They have names like that. Also began with a program to move Border Patrol agents from the U.S.-Mexico border to the Canadian border. So you take the planes, you fly the agents up north, and then the agents grab illegals from China and Saudi Arabia and North Korea and stuff, and they put them on the planes and fly them back down south, because this is your government at work. And if you're a Democrat, you voted for this. You're mentally impaired. And you might be dressed like a gender that you're not, because that's pretty common these days, too, I find. Amazing stuff. So that's amazing. Now, let me share another story with you. You remember Joe Biden's dogs biting the Secret Service agents at the White House? Well, they took Joe Biden's big dog and brought it up to the house in Wilmington, Delaware. And over the weekend, the dog bit another Secret Service agent. Bit him in the forearm, ripped his jacket, drew blood in the arm. And now there's some talk that he might have to be put down, might have to be put to sleep. No, the dog. No, the dog. No, not Joe. That would be cruel and unusual, I think. But, you know, they love cruel and unusual, these guys. That's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, and here's the front page of the Washington Post. They've got all kinds of amazing stuff in the Washington Post today. I was marveling. My best girl and I were marveling on the couch this morning, having our breakfast foods and looking at the Post. Just great stuff. Workers at GWU, the GW George Washington University Hospital, to unionize. Because, first of all, they call doctors and nurses workers now, because they've Sovietized the lexicon, because they're socialists and communists, so many of them. Residents, nurses seek higher wages, improved mental health benefits. You know, at this point, I'm for improved mental health benefits for the entire Democrat Party. I think that they're in dire need. So they're going to unionize, and that ought to help the hospital being unionized. You're having gone into full cardiac arrest, but it's time for my break, and so I gotta go now. The workers, and they call them workers, isn't that amazing? Because they're communists. Front page, however, that's the metro sectional. That's the metro sectional. On the A sectional, they have the A sectional, then the metro sectional, then the C sectional. It's everything. That's where the, in case the baby's born early. The Washington Post, the front page of the A sectional. This story is just almost impossible to believe, but it's true nonetheless. I checked it. New liver rules. This is what they say. New liver. That's like the human organ, the liver. New liver rules lead to wasted organs. They're wasting organs. What kind of organs? Well, human livers. Number of life-saving transplants plummets in already struggling states. Now, this is an amazing story. And Milena Carello and Carallo and Ben Tannen, who are left-wing Democrats in the employ of Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post, typed up the story on behalf of their party, the Democrat Party. But it is, let me tell you something, here's what's going on. The Democrats are stealing organs and bringing them to Democrat places. And if you're not in a Democrat place, it's become much harder to get an organ transplant because the Democrats are stealing them. That sounds wacky, doesn't it? Wait till I read to you from this story because, yeah, it sounds wacky. And the reason it sounds wacky is because, it's the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is where they are. And they're cross-dressing, too. You think they're cross-dressing, Jeff, at the George Washington University Hospital, where the workers are unionizing? Because this is amazing. They also have a story. Here's they got this big picture, almost the whole top of the front page of the food section. They have a food section, too. And they got a liver story in here, too. They got another liver story. That's it, too. They do. And they have two guys in lab coats in a laboratory. They're both coincidentally Asian. And it says pork, comma, without the pig. Pork, comma, without, that's the big headline. Can meat grown in a New Jersey lab save the planet? Everything's apocalyptic, isn't it? And now they're growing pork without pigs, and it's going to save the planet because the left is going to save the planet with all their crazy, crazy stuff. Absolutely nuts. Just this is America today because the Democrat Party has secured information dominance, and they don't know what a woman is, and they probably shouldn't be in charge if they can't answer that question. You shouldn't be allowed to serve on the Supreme Court. I'm saying, because pretty basic question. But also the House Judiciary Committee. This is great stuff. Jim Jordan, no legitimate basis for the Biden administration to target parents at school board meetings. Remember, they labeled parents terrorists because a man's daughter was raped by a transgender Democrat boy posing as a girl, using the girls' room, raped a man's daughter. And then what the Democrats did running the school system there, they moved the transgender rapist to another school where he, who they call she, raped another girl, sexually assaulted another girl. And then the Biden administration decided that they would use the Justice Department to attack the parents and label them terrorists. And then people were tackled and brutalized, parents, because their daughters were the victims of sexual assault. So naturally the left came in and brutalized them because, China. So we got that. And this is an interesting report, Jim Jordan. And it turns out the Biden Justice Department, under the corrupt Merrick Garland and the corrupt FBI, they targeted the parents. And it turns out it was all about winning the gubernatorial election. It was about beating Glenn Youngkin. That's what they found. So that's how corrupt these people are. It's almost beyond belief, but believe it. Extraordinary stuff. And special counsel claims President Trump deliberately misled his attorney. I think it's legal to mislead your attorney, isn't it? And they're looking at charging at least 1,000 more people for January 6th. January 6th, the Justice Department wants to charge at least 1,000 more people. We should really just put a fence around America and start hitting people with stun guns, I think. Amazing, amazing stuff. I've got that and Anthony Fauci. I got more Anthony Fauci. Lots of transgender news because Democrats. Oh, and another pregnancy center attacked by more Democrats. But that's not terrorism or political violence. I know because that's what the State Department said. And we are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. Joe Biden was off the chain again yesterday, said a number of very unintelligent things. The National Catholic Register has the story, and the Washington Post doesn't. New York Pregnancy Center that was set on fire is hit again with Jane's Revenge. This is a radical, you know, Jane Doe, Roe versus Wade. That was Norma McCorvey. I met her more than once. She became pro-life later on, but the Democrats hit her in the back of the head with a shovel and dragged her out to the desert. New York Pregnancy Center that was set on fire by Democrats because it's pro-life, hit again with Jane's Revenge rhetoric. Hardin said the suspect was caught on videotape vandalizing the... vandalizing the clinic. He said the presented the information collected to the FBI and local police. You know, but the FBI might be in cahoots with the a New York pro-life pregnancy center that was seriously damaged in an arson attack in June of 2022 was vandalized again with pro-abortion graffiti. The destruction of property at the Compass Care Pregnancy Center in Amherst, New York, is the latest in a wave of attacks against pro-life pregnancy centers across the country, which began after the May 2022 leak of the Supreme Court indicating that the justices were poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. And then this Jane's Revenge, you know, revenge is theirs, and they spray-painted Jane's Revenge and, you know, our rage will not stop, and they're not pro-life. They attack people that are pro-life. So, they spray painted on the side pro-life ? What about death penalty? That's for those executed. So they're pro-murderer. They like to support murderers, especially mass murderers, but babies they're not so fond of. That's kind of fascinating. It's the Democrat Party. They're not what they used to be. And by the way, there have been hundreds now of Catholic churches attacked. Last time I looked, it was more than 280 Catholic churches, just Catholic churches. That doesn't even count all the other Christian churches by the Democrats because, you know, they love death more than we love life. Also, you see the baby formula, the infant baby formula? I've got an update for you on that, and the news is not great.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Also, because it's Wednesday, it's not just the worst day in the Hillary Clinton household. It's also Mailbag Day here on the Chris Plant Show. So, you know, on the Twitter and the Facebook, nice people send in questions. Most of them are nice people. Some are lefties, you know, firebombing, looting, overturning police cars, and occasionally send something in for the mailbag, which is fine, you know, because we do free speech here. Even for you mentally ill, violent, cross-dressing, psychotic Democrats. Yeah, but it's mailbag day, and we have a collection of questions already assembled, and perhaps more, as you know, Jeff and Michael may find more as well. I can't be in charge of that, really, because I'm on the radio and I'm busy and everything. But we got a lot going on. Yeah, the number of it might be a big deal if there were anything other than Catholic churches or pregnancy centers, because I think if they were synagogues, for example, and more than 300, or I think it's probably over 300 now, because they like to keep busy the violent Democrats. But the attacks on Catholic churches, just huge numbers. And it's because abortion, you know, and that's okay with the Democrats. And you know what that means? That means the media. See, that means the media as well. Catholic churches and the Catholic Church attacks because they go in the pregnancy centers. They like that. They're good at vandalism and arson, and they hate a lot. Yeah, last time I looked. Let's see. Attacks against Catholic churches approach 300. That was back in January. That was January 23rd. Because Democrats is the short answer. That's a big problem we have. All right. Let's go to the telephones, Jeff. Let's talk to the nice people. We have people calling in from throughout this great land of ours, from Texas and North Carolina and New Jersey. Let's go to Rich calling from Texas, the Republic of Texas. Rich, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, brother. Good to talk to you again. Disturbing trend is law enforcement actually kidnapping people. And I'm not talking about, dudes going in with or without a valid warrant. Missouri the other day, looks like a sheriff and a couple of his deputies just got hooked up for doing similar things they're doing to Trump. And I retired as a deputy. It really is just it's disturbing seeing how DAs, judges, heck, defense attorneys, prosecutors are so politicized now that they're literally just doing their own courts and kidnapping people.
Well, explain what you mean. You're retired law enforcement, and you're talking about, I mean, we know that we have this radical left, Soros. I just see this. You might have seen this yesterday. Any criticism of George Soros or any George Soros DA is met with, the left comes back and says, any mention of George Soros's name is anti-Semitism, because Soros is apparently Jewish, and that's the only thing that matters to the identity politics crowd is the thing. I never heard anybody mention that he's Jewish, but that he's a radical and extremist billionaire who broke the bank and is now corrupting the United States with hundreds of millions of dollars. But when you say law enforcement, I mean, you're talking about the abuses of power in New York and Alvin Bragg, and how they're looking to arrest President Trump, and is that what you're calling kidnapping?
Yeah, I'm not going to call it arresting. It's straight up kidnapping. These folks are illegitimate. You hear things like kangaroo court. It's more bizarre than that. These are like, what do they used to call that? A shadow court or a star chamber. I mean, they're weird.
Yeah.
And there's no legitimacy as to hooking President Trump up, taking him into custody. You know, when I was an officer, proud officer, I took it very serious. I worked for the people. The people signed my paycheck every day. Mm-hmm. And God forbid, if I had to hook somebody up, it was for due cause. I mean, you don't just go around nilly-willy and arrest people. They're not arresting him. They're kidnapping him. It's sick and sad.
You know, the abuses we've seen the FBI involved in, for example, Rich, going to Twitter and to Facebook on the lead up to the 2020 election and nudging them and cajoling them to not allow people to share true stories that were bad news for the Biden family and Joe Biden and the Democrats is about the most corrupt thing I think I've ever seen from the FBI. And the intelligence community jumped in and ran, and led by penitentiary face Brennan, John Brennan, who was made CIA director by Barack Obama. John Brennan, of course, voted for the Communist Party candidate Gus Hall for the presidency of the United States when he was younger. And Barack Obama, of course, had the mentor, Frank Marshall Davis, a literal card-carrying member of the Communist Party, as his guiding light when he was in his teen years, Barack Obama. And then we see this information operation run against the American people by the so-called intelligence community. We see the FBI, and that effect of the outcome of a presidential election is what we have the CIA do in banana republics to keep the communists from taking over. Now they're doing it here to see to it that the communists take over. It's very, very disturbing. And the FBI going to, we have all the documentation, thanks to Elon Musk, an immigrant from South Africa. But, you know, it's hard to find a legitimate reporter in the United States of America who's interested in reporting the facts and, you know, truth to power and all that stuff. But the FBI going to Facebook and going to Twitter and spiking a story, effectively spiking a story out of the New York Post, which was all true about Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, the rest of the news media, dug shallow graves and threw the laptop in. We live in very corrupt times, Rich. And I got to tell you, so you think if President Trump is he's going to turn himself in, allegedly, and if there are mugshots, and they're going to release the mugshots in a heartbeat, and probably the fingerprints, too. I predict they release the pictures of the fingerprints, too. You will not accept that as a legitimate legal action, but you will see that as the corruption and abuses of power of the office in New York by Alvin Bragg and his cohort.
Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly. I think it's 18 U.S.C. 1201 kidnapping or something. I can't remember, but it's a code. I mean, somebody, you know, good Lord, somebody call the FBI, turn these guys in. It's nuts. And, yeah. You know, let me say this, as a former intelligence soldier many years ago, later turned law enforcement guy, it's embarrassing to both my professions. And I got to say, there's some of us out there that are still good. You know, please, people, keep the faith. But, man, it's just I can't believe where intelligence and law enforcement is gone.
Our country has been corrupted on so many different levels. I mean, honestly, universities and then high schools and now the drag queen story hour for kindergarten. And there's a story in the Post on that today, too, that if you're against drag queen story hour and transitioning children in grammar school without telling their parents, then you're the evil person. You know, if you're against that, then you're the evil person. And that's in the Washington Post again today. It's the party is demented. Yeah. And honestly, the country, we're in a really tough place because the left, you know, there's a line in the movie Casablanca, you know, Humphrey Bogart and all that stuff. Romanian couple and said, and Rick says, you know, why don't you go back to Romania? And he says, oh, no, sir, the devil has the devil has the people by the throat. And that's pretty much where we are now. The devil has the people by the throat. And it's the United States of America. We're the big dog. If the U.S. goes down, then the world is theirs. This is a giant macro plan by the left. It has been for generations. And boy, they're really in the driver's seat in the United States in so many ways. And we're in big, big trouble. I got to tell you, Rich. So you were Army Intel and then you went law enforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Well, you know, at least you're in Texas. You know, you can break away. It's in your constitution, the Republic of Texas.
Right on.
Yeah.
We take it pretty, I guess some of us take it pretty serious, but hey, thanks for what you do, man. Keep on keeping on. I got to jump out here and
thanks,
go to
Rich.
The shop.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, bro. God bless you. Saluting you, my friend. Saluting, Sam, saluting. And when I say, sometimes people ask me, when you say saluting you, are you saluting? Of course I am. What, I have a pretty snappy salute, too. Not like one of these Joe Biden salutes, you know. It's a real salute. It's amazing. Yeah. The people at MSDNC yesterday were attacking anybody that brings up George Soros' name, saying it's a dog whistle. It's a dog whistle. Joyless Reid, the racist. She is just a vicious racist. Last night on her show with a gang of mental cases of lunatics, of political extremists. any criticism of George Soros is a dangerous dog whistle. Yeah, any criticism of any Democrat is a dangerous dog whistle. Speaking of dangerous dog whistles, this story got my attention this morning. Front page, A-sectional, above the fold, Washington Post. New liver rules lead to wasted organs. Well, that's kind of a catchy headline. I had to go there, right? Number of life-saving transplants plummets. Well, why would that be? We're getting worse on in so many different ways. We're getting worse as a country. In already struggling states. Well, with states, there are some states that are struggling already, and it's getting worse. Now, listen to this. Melina Carollo and Ben Tannen typed on behalf of the radical left. New rules. They got new rules, like Bill Maher. New rules requiring donated livers to be offered for transplant hundreds of miles away have benefited patients in New York, California. Wait a minute. New York and California. Who's in New York and California? Rich liberal donors, Democrat states up the yin-yang. And that's a literal reference, actually, because that's the new rules requiring livers be offered 100 miles have benefited patients in New York, California, and more than a dozen other states at the expense of patients in mostly poorer states with higher death rates from liver disease. A data analysis by The Markup and The Washington Post has found the shift was implemented in 2020 to prioritize the sickest patients on wait lists no matter where they live. While it has succeeded in that goal, wink, wink, it's also borne out the fears of critics, meaning critics have been proven right, who warned that the changes would reduce the number of surgeries and increase deaths in areas already lagging behind the nation overall in healthcare access. What do you think this means? See, they're all going to New York and California. That's the lead paragraph here. The analysis of data from federal health authorities found, who else would they get their information from, found sharp declines in life-saving surgeries in Puerto Rico. They lead with Puerto Rico because they're racists, you know. And seven states, all but one southern and midwestern. See, the California and New York doing great. However, here are the states: Alabama, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, South Dakota, Iowa, Pennsylvania have all suffered as a result of the new structure set up by the Democrats for organ transplants. Meanwhile, they write, New York, that's right, New York and California, okay, whose transplant industry, they have transplant industry. Transplant industry officials lobbied for the new policy, logged their highest numbers of liver transplants in more than a decade. Wow. In 2021, 603 and then 959. The new system called the Acuity Circles Policy, another meaningless label that doesn't describe anything, has nearly doubled the median distance livers are transported, increased transport costs, and, listen, coincided with the highest number of wasted livers in years, nearly a decade. 949 livers were wasted in 2021. That's one out of 10 donated livers, 10%, because the Democrats implemented a new policy that benefited them, California and New York. See, California and New York are the big winners. Who are the big losers? Well, southern and midwestern states, Alabama, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, South Dakota, Iowa, and at the end of that list, Pennsylvania, which the Democrats call Pennsyltucky, by the way. As they say, you got Philadelphia, right, and then the county, a couple of counties near New York where they have their weekend houses, and then they call everything west of Philadelphia, Pennsyltucky. That's an insult, calling it like Kentucky. It's an insult to Kentucky and most of Pennsylvania. And that's what the Democrats in politics call it. So there you have it. The Democrats are stealing your organs. You know, they are organ harvesters from way back. That's an appalling story. And the Washington Post actually did the piece on the front page. They try to soften the blow for their party, the Democrat Party. But there it is. New York and California stealing livers from Alabama, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, South Dakota, Iowa. And it'll be a one-day story, then they're done. Nobody else will pick up on it because, you know, they're in New York and their kids are going to school in California. So they're good with that. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Infamous for organ harvesting.
You're communist Chinese?
The Communist Chinese Party, exactly. So what are the Democrats doing except organ harvesting by another name? Now, they're not actually, you know, like forcing people into, you know, black ops, you know, and cutting their organs out yet. But I'm sure that'll be the next step.
You know, China takes people in prison who, you know, probably don't deserve to be there. And they literally take their kidneys and take a half a liver, better than none. And they've been doing that with prisoners for a long, long time. And you're right, the Democrats have been harvesting the organs, and, you know, from abortions by the tens of millions for years now. And they like to lie about it. And they get caught on video and they still lie about it. And now this story, front page Washington Post, new rules. And California and New York are the big beneficiaries. Isn't that a coincidence, Neil? And Alabama, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, South Dakota, Iowa, big losers.
Yeah, I guess the Chinese, you know, didn't think of regulating this with some idiocy called acuity circles.
Right.
But they just went straight for the organs. We just have like one extra step.
Isn't that amazing? And you got to love the Orwellian name for it, too. You zeroed in on the acuity circle. What are you people talking about? What a meaningless turn of phrase, unless you're one of the creepy people that's involved in harvesting the organs, in which case acuity circles mean a lot to you. It's a policy. They call it a policy, Neil.
Yeah, mind-numbing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? This is the United States of America. It's amazing how quickly it happened, all of this stuff. Isn't it, Neil? It's impossible to believe.
Yeah, they've only been auguring at it for 125 years.
Yeah, starting with the Bolshevik Revolution, that's when they really got the ball rolling. This is the left, ladies and gentlemen. These are not liberals. This is the left. They care not about human life. The left has murdered more people in the last 100 years than any gang of murderers in history.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.